At World Dairy Expo, I'm visiting with Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, Ben Bransel. And this morning, it was great to see you introduce our U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, and glad I caught you here to have a chance to visit for just a moment. First of all, for those who may not know all that much about Wisconsin, how important is this dairy industry?
Oh, this dairy industry is very, very important to the state of Wisconsin. Half of our egg industry is based on dairy here in the state of Wisconsin. $26.5 billion of our economic vitality here in the state comes from dairy. In fact, I think that number is very, very low. That is a 2009 number based off 2007 statistics. So I think we're much higher than that.
Well, we've got a big show going on here once again in Madison. How about this show? What does that mean in terms of the fact that you bring people in from literally all over the world?
42 states, 7 provinces of Canada all have livestock here. 850 commercial exhibitors from 28 countries are here displaying products. And this is the world marketplace for dairy. Just got on Sunday night visiting with 160 people from Colombia. Last night had an opportunity to visit with individuals from United Emirates, Vietnam, Indonesia, Korea, and today I spent time with people from China and Barbados and Nepal. These are all countries that have people here looking to see what the state of Wisconsin and the dairy industry in the U.S. has.
Well, I am glad that English is sort of the unofficial language of business around the world, because the global marketplace we're in, I'd be in trouble otherwise. This year we had some real challenges for people, especially growing crops with this dry, hot weather. How bad did that affect Wisconsin?
We got hurt like many of the other states. The crop industry is going to come out okay. They have insurance to cover some of those losses. The livestock industry, however, they have to either source the feed, which may be more difficult to do, as well as to buy that commodity product. We had a lot of partnering going on in the state of Wisconsin. That partnering helped some of our livestock people get through the really difficult times. I think next spring will be the real telltale. How much equity did they have to use up to keep their feed supply available for livestock? What do they have left to borrow on when they go to put in crops next year? But our dairy industry is doing very well. Our milk production is up. Our farmers have managed their cows very well through the dry and hot weather. The feedstuffs that they're using, they're balancing their rations and doing a lot of testing of their feeds, which is very, very important. So I think we're going to weather out pretty well here in the state of Wisconsin, even though we had a really rough go of it.
We heard some discussion today about how important the export market is for U.S. agriculture. How about for Wisconsin? When you look at what you have to offer, what message would you send out to the folks around the world about what they can hope to find from Wisconsin?
Well, whey is becoming a very important product for us to export here. Of course, it's a byproduct of our cheese industry, and so it adds value to our milk for our farmers here. We're moving a lot of equipment out of this state that directly relates to agriculture. Genetics continue to be a strong suit of ours. And we're selling more semen, dairy semen, around the world than any other state in the U.S. Our exports the first 6 months were up 5% over last year's exports the first 6 months, which was a record year. So we've moved up into the 14th most economically viable state for exports. The other thing that is interesting is while we're up 5%, the U.S. as a whole the first 6 months was down 7%. So it shows that the state of Wisconsin and its focus on dairy is really being recognized around the world.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to visit with me here, kind of impromptu in the hallways here at the World Dairy Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.